Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Rainy, kind of a gross day. The Twins lost. Drive Time with DeRussia in effect. We're hoping for a Timberwolves win. Before we get to our conversation on that and the lead, I want to remind you that tomorrow is our Cure Blood Cancer Radio Auction benefiting NMDP. It's going to be a special day tomorrow, but mostly for you guys, I want you to plan ahead as to what you want to bid on. At 3 o'clock, it's a progressive dinner. At 3:30, it's a front yard landscape makeover. At 4 o'clock, it's an epic Taste of Minnesota VIP experience. There's a wine party in your home from Certix, Four Seasons Suites. At 5 o'clock in this experience, to be have your kids sitting at the dugout of the Minnesota Twins during batting practice at 5:30. So all of that is at my Instagram page. You can see what all of the stuff is. And then you just call in and bid on the air. It's going to be pretty fun. Now, if only we get a Timberwolves win tonight, maybe there could be a surprise last-minute donation of some Timberwolves tickets. But we need that win first, and that's where we start the D-Rush Hour News Headlines lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And our lead is do or die for the Minnesota Timberwolves. The loss to the Thunder in Game 4 was heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking. Came down to the last couple of ticks off the clock. Chris Hine is the Timberwolves reporter covering the Timberwolves in Oklahoma City. Chris, how's it going?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing? I'm about to head to the arena here.
I am doing well. What is your sense on the urgency that the team feels today, tonight?
I mean, it's about as urgent as it gets, right? You know, they had a team dinner last night to just get together and talk over some things. And, you know, I think one thing, if you notice, the last couple of years, the last 2 years, the Wolves have faced the first game that they faced elimination in series 2 years ago against Denver. They were down 3-0. And then last year against Dallas, they were down 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals. Each of those times, they won the next game to prolong the series a little bit longer. I'm not saying that that's an indication of what's going to happen tonight, but with the odds are stacked against them, and you might just think they're going to roll over and maybe just call it a series. You know, they've come out with wins each of the last two seasons. So if you're trying to look at a glass half full angle for tonight, it would be that.
When you look at this, Chris, I've been struck by sort of the energy in the community. Timberwolves fans, I think, are all in on this. This is the Western Conference Finals. In a community where we have had zero success in men's professional sports teams getting this far in the playoffs. Are you as surprised as I am? There feels to be like a little more resignation, a little less kind of excitement about the Timberwolves getting this far. And still, Game 4 was really close. Like, maybe the blowouts hurt things early on. I don't know. What's your take on that?
Well, I think that Denver series last year was such an emotional roller coaster, and it was the first time that they had been that they had won a playoff series in 20 years, right?
I think
just there was a newness to it last year, combined with that Denver series going seven games and them pulling off the big comeback in Denver in Game Seven. I just think there was a newness to it, the drama of the Denver series. That Golden State series is about as anticlimactic as it could get in the second round of the playoffs after Steph Curry got injured. So I just think the circumstances around it, the fact that it is the second time you've been here before, not as exciting perhaps for the casual fans or for the city as a whole, but you know, I think if you're following, you know, if you're a Timberwolves fan of any kind, this is as good as it gets, in your Timberwolves fandom.
Chris Hine is with us at the Star Tribune. I do think that Oklahoma City is so good. They are so good. And you look at this Timberwolves team, when you compare this year's team to last year's Timberwolves, do you think, is this a better team?
That's a very good question. I think it's a better offensive team, but as we've seen, I don't know that it's quite the defensive juggernaut that last year's was. So I guess to be put on the spot, I guess I would say probably a tick below last year's team, just because last year's team was able to also navigate the regular season in a better way than this year's team did. But I will say, once this team hit its footing, the versatility of the roster, the ability of kind of that top eight, kind of shuffling it out, who may be in the featured role alongside Ant and Julius on a given night. I'm not sure that last year's team necessarily had that, especially when it comes to the offensive end of the floor. And, I do look behind some of these guys here and some of the young talent. If we're talking about the roster as a whole, I think that, they're set up well in the next 2 years with guys like Terrence Shannon Jr., Jalen Clark, and Rob Dillingham to take over some of these roles should some of these guys like Nickeil Alexander-Walker, for instance, leave in free agency. So I guess maybe top to bottom, I guess I would say but I guess, it's just a different kind of team, but I don't think it's much worse if it is worse.
Chris Hine is with us. We'll be cheering for the Wolves tonight. Anthony Edwards, I think, has played very well. He's handled sort of what was presented to him, which has been just swarming defense by Oklahoma City. But we are going to need a few more points from Ant tonight, aren't we?
Yeah. It's been a rough 48 hours for Ant on the ESPN, TNT.
The idiotic sort of dialogue as to whether he should be the face of the league because he's not a good family man. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous. I think in the first half, yes, Ant needed to be more aggressive in scoring. The coaching staff maybe needed to call his number specifically a little more. But just try to get him going, manufacture some plays and touches to try to get him some open looks. I think that's maybe where my issue was with game four. But I had no problem with how he played the second half. I thought he made all the right plays. I thought he set up his teammates well. Everybody was getting open looks off of him, and that is what they have been preaching to him for 5 years.
Yeah.
And he's starting to play the game the right way, and he has throughout this postseason. So I don't have an issue with how he played the second half. I think, the first half, look for your shot a little bit more. But as far as how he finished the game, I didn't really have too much of an issue with it.
Yeah. Chris, thank you. Chris Hine for the Star Tribune joins us often to talk Timberwolves here on The Lead. Next up, another frequent visitor on our show, political analyst Chris Saliza, shared his story today of having his Tesla vandalized.
We parked my car, which is a Tesla, and we went and watched the game. And when he and I came back, there was something attached to it that was not there when we had left. It was this. Someone had taped a sign, "Musk is a Nazi," to my car. Now, they obviously had pre-written this, or they have a bunch of them, right? But "Musk is a Nazi," taped to my car. So this is the first time I've experienced the sort of politics of Elon Musk and Tesla, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it. My question, I guess, is does everything have to be political? I didn't buy a Tesla to support anyone or not support anyone. I don't think Elon Musk is going broke because if I sell my Tesla, or Elon Musk is, you know, somehow validated in his political beliefs because 6 years ago I bought a Tesla. I don't think that me eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich is a political statement. It's a statement that I like Chick-fil-A, but it's not a political statement. Now, if they were taking the money directly and saying, okay, let's fund all these anti-gay initiatives. Yeah, I mean, I broadly believe in equal rights, and I don't want gay people or any other people to be persecuted for who they are and what and who they love. But we are getting to a point where everything is a political statement. And I guess my take is I don't really think that needs to be the case.
Yeah. The politicization of everyday products is making us crazy. We've talked about this a lot. I agree with Chris Saliza. And it's all right if you want to disagree with Elon Musk. It's all right if you want to disagree with anyone. But mind your business. Like, mind your own business. Imagine the arrogance of sitting at like a soccer tournament and thinking, oh, I see this Tesla. I'm going to go put a note on it. Get a freaking life. What is wrong with people? So Lizza was too nice about this. You guys are nuts. Get it together. All right, one more thing, and it is Frostapalooza. Enjoy your Minnesota Frost. All they do is win. They just win and win twice. The Minnesota Frost have won the Walter Cup. If you listen to our podcast, go back to the first hour. We visit with Tracy Perlman from XL Energy Center, where the celebration will be happening there in just about 40 minutes. The parade starts in 10 minutes. It's pretty cool. This team has had drama. The league came in, fired the general manager, and they won again. I don't know, pretty impressive in a state where so many young girls are playing hockey to have a professional hockey league where women and young women can aspire to play. So I think it's pretty cool. That said, if you are a Frost fan, when someone has a conversation about how Minnesota sports sucks and we don't ever win, you can make a choice. You don't have to be, well, where is the Frost? You don't have to do it. You don't. You could just make a choice to be normal and understand what people are talking about and just enjoy the victory. Enjoy the victory. That's the D-Rush Hour News headlines. The lead, we're going to do page two. Why not? Why not do page two in just a minute, where we'll talk about a St. Paul institution closed for good. Robotics doing something very interesting in Brooklyn Park. And what you need to know about e-bikes when we come back.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
D-Rush Hour News headlines, page two, a St. Paul institution that will soon be closed for good. Fred Mello reporting in the Pioneer Press about the closing of the West 7th Pharmacy. This is a trend we've seen all over the country, all over Minnesota as well. The pharmacy has been on West 7th Street for 100 years or so. Jeff Johnson bought it in 1999. They were looking to retire this year. He's raised 7 kids in the neighborhood, moved 4 times over 42 years, never more than a mile away from that century-old pharmacy. This year, they put the West 7th Pharmacy up for sale, but 44% of pharmacies in Minnesota have closed since 2013. Understandably, nobody wanted to buy it. Doors will close on June 30th. Sad. Related, I've always wondered why we need people to count those medications out and put them in the bottles.
And why does that pharmacist have to be 2.5 feet higher than everybody else? Who the hell is this guy? Clear out, everybody. I'm working with pills up here. I'm taking them from this big bottle, and then I'm going to put them in a little bottle.
Twin Cities Business Magazine with a story that I thought was fascinating, reporting on the new Walgreens automated prescription fulfillment center in Brooklyn Park. So it just opened this week. It's off of 169. You got your pneumatic tubes. You got your robotic arms. You got your conveyor belts ready to fill millions of prescriptions. And then they'll ship them to the store. The goal is to make it so pharmacists... This is what I've always wondered about. Pharmacists go to college for what? Like, it's a 5-year bet, right? Is it more than 5 years? I don't know. To become a pharmacist is like Madison, your school, Dan, is like a huge pharmacy school. But like, why do you go to pharmacy school to be like, all right, 30, 1, 2, 3? Like, that's what we're doing? So the pharmacists know about drug interactions and all of this stuff, and they should be freed up to have time to talk to you. And so that is the goal with these automated prescription fulfillment centers. This Twin Cities business story was really interesting. This plant is expected to process 12.7 million prescriptions per year. So they have, I don't know, 12 of these around the country. They got one in Illinois, one in Missouri, and then now in Brooklyn Park. Pretty cool stuff. What you need to know about e-bikes. Be careful about that. Star Tribune today reporting on a bunch of things you should consider before buying an e-bike in Minnesota. Pretty interesting stuff. I am someone who has always looked at the e-bike and think it's cheating. Because, you know, you ride a bike, you pedal. Like, what are we doing? But Luke Breen, the owner of Perennial Cycle in Minneapolis, said most customers are trying to increase their cycling and extend their range. They're not cheating. They're trying to replace a car, which actually I was thinking about the other day when I went to the grocery store just to get, I needed carrots, celery, and cucumbers. That was it. I did not need to get my car and go to the store. I could have gotten on an e-bike and hop right over. That'd be nice. More than 700,000 e-bike sales projected in the United States this year. So some of the things you should look at, how are you going to use it? A lot of them are equipped for commuting or riding the gym, you know, a little more casual. But if you're looking to park your car for a month in the summer, you might need a little different. So there are different classes. If you go faster than 28 miles an hour, that is technically a motorcycle. So you should know that. They're not cheap. The average sale at Perennial is about $2,000. Some models go for $6,000. But he's the owner said prices are changing daily because of tariffs and the economy and all of that. That is the D Rush Hour news headlines. I didn't give you guys much of a heads up. But it is Wednesday. It is enough day on our show. If you have something that you have had enough of, it could be funny. It could be serious. You can send us a message on the Odyssey app. There's a microphone button on the Listen Live page for WCCO Radio. Send me your voice message. We will play those when we come back. You can also call me. What have you had enough of? Call or text 651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-651-
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.